Hey, Tom, where are you, Sean? You here? Hello? You here? No? Anyone here for Shabbos, let me know. What? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for Shabbos? Let me know. Okay. Okay. We are now officially, I think this is the last packet, meaning basically Chavav, I think, is the last packet. But there's Sunday packets that we still have to do. And I think there are more packets than there are Sundays. So, as a chef, as soon as we finish this packet, we'll probably take the rest of the week of this packet. And then once we get to the Sunday packet, this coming Sunday packet, every day will be like Sunday. You got it? So we'll just finish up Sunday packet. What? So the Bechina, Be'ez Hashem, is on Monday, the 7th of May. And then I can give one day of Beit Hazmanim. I have to give a shiur in North Tour or whatever. So the 8th is Beit Hazmanim. And then the 9th, we start Hilchos Stokah with Ma'asik Sofrim, which I think is very important topic. I mean, everyone, Be'ez Hashem, make money and have to know the obligations of tzedakah or what they are, what they're not. It's an interesting thing to do. You know, people ask shaylos about that. So, and people, as much most areas in halacha, people know a little bit, but they never sat down and worked it through. So that's what we try to do: sit down and work it through. What? You could have a seder the whole day if you want. I give the shiur. The shiur 11 to 12, 4 days a week. Yeah, exactly. Like Hilchos Mila last year, and Hilchos Wat Ms. McVos the year before, and I think Mezuzah the year before that. So, good topics. Okay. So this is a packet I've given in the past years, but I think it's as glad of you say this. So, Benari. Okay. Take a look on page 3 on Chesam and Beis. Tarabon Ganvach. If you have a book of Ganvach. So this is Sukkah of Goyim, Sukkah's Noshim, Behema, Kusim, Sukkah Mikol Malkum Kshera. One of the big shailas that comes up a lot is, could a Goy make the Sukkah? Could a Goy put up the Schach? Like a lot of times you have in the big shuls, they have custodians. And it's, you know, you have these big sukkahs, so the custodians put up the sukkah. So, is there any problem for the custodian to? So you have this kind of sukkahs goyim. So what does that mean? What is sukkahs goyim? Does that mean the guy put up the sukkah? Or does it mean the it was going to use the sukkah, right? Shachta discussed it. And because like Shachta once pointed out, sukkah's behema pashtus doesn't mean that the behema put up the sukkah. I think Rav Shachter was pointing that out. So what is that? Or does it have to be parallel? Maybe sukkah's goyim can mean the guy used it and put it up. Sukkah's behema means it was put up for a behema. But sukkah's goyim pashtus means the guy used it, but he probably also put it up. No? What do you think? Sukkos goyim, sukkos noshim, sukkos behema, sukkos kusim. Yeah. What? If the Jew made it, so the chiddush is he made it for the goy, but he didn't make it for the mitzvah. So the chiddush is that you don't have to make it for the mitzvah, as long as lachetei mesuchechas kilchasa, as long as it was done properly, it was made for shade, as mesuchechas kilchasa. No, mitzvah shvichas kavana means the kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. This is talking about the heft of the mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah, what does the Gemara say?
That
he needs to make a tzel. So he's made the same tzel. That's what it says. So vachi misuchachas kilchasa. Yeah, look on the next page. The next page of the packet, page 4. Sukkah yishana b'shame poislit v'sil makshirin. Tezu sukkah yishana kol shasa kodum l'chag shloshim yom. So the shame chag afil tchilas hashana k'sherah. So all that Gemara says is, if you have a sukkah that was made before 30 days, is that good or not? And there it wasn't made l'shem chag, that's why it's a machloikas. But if it was made l'shem chag, it's okay. So everyone agrees it doesn't have to be l'shem chag. The only question is, if it was in 30 days, then everyone, it's okay. But if it's a sukkah yishana, that's a machloikas. What? Beis Shammai says it has to be l'shem chag, but what if it's not yishana? L'shem chag, right. According to Beis Shammai, if it would be made by a guy within 30 days.
One reason why is it's
not
within
30 days,
because surely
when
you start asking
about
it,
yeah.
If the stomach makes
your
cup,
it's
made by a guy, so the stomach is not.
Right, so it could be it wouldn't be good according to Beis Shammai. Okay.
Okay,
this is all Beis Shammai. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. Now, there is a famous Gemara in Tosfos in Gittin, Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there in Gittin says, the Tani Rav Amnun Bereid Rav Rava Miparshunya say the Torah Tefillin Mezuzah Shekoslan Min Moser Ovei Kachovim Ve'Eved Yishar Ketan Kusiv Yisrael Psulim Shenei Kshartim Ksaftim Kol She Yishnu B'Kshir Yishnu B'Ksiva. In other words, if an Isha wrote, say, a mezuzah, she's artistic, she knows how to, she's a calligrapher, and she writes a tefillin, Sefer Torah, mezuzah. It's possible, because it's learned out from tefillin. Kshartim, ksaftim. The only one who could write tefillin is someone who has a chiyuv to put on tefillin. So if you don't have a chiyuv to put on tefillin, then you can't write tefillin, and then we're makish all these other halachas of Sefer Torah, mezuzah, all that has the same halacha. So if you're not a bar kshira, you're not a bar ksiva. Azai, if you're not a bar kshira, you're not a bar ksiva. So look in the look in Tosfos, Kol Sheyesh B'Kshira. Bikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam now says a big chiddush. This Rabbeinu Tam, you can spend. This is the Rabbeinu, one of the top 10 Rabbeinu Tams. We could spend the whole year just learning Rabbeinu Tams. What do you think? So Rabbeinu Tam says, the Ein Isha Ogedes Lulav Osa Tzitzis. But the Gemara only spoke about Safras. Stop. Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. She can't create tefillin if she's not chayim in tefillin. Even though mezuzah, she's chayim in mezuzah. A woman's chayim in mezuzah. But she still can't write the mezuzah. Right? Because we learn out everything from tefillin. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to be expansive. He says it doesn't only apply to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, that you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you can't create the mitzvah. Even other things. Say a lulav. A woman's not chayiv in lulav. Right? It's a big yisod. A woman is not chayiv. It's mitzvah says, say, shasman grama. A woman is not chayiv. The question whether they get a mitzvah.
If you're the equal, he's saying.
I didn't.
The
equal
is not
ma'akev
anyway.
Only. So the question is, so what does it mean to, so the question is like this: could a woman make tzitzis? Could she tie tzitzis? She's not chayiv in tzitzis. So is that the same thing as the Gemara? Or maybe the Gemara was only talking about stam, about, you know, safras. But who says it applies to anywhere else? So Rabbeinu Tam says it applies all over the board. So she's not chayiv in tzitzis. If a woman would tie the knots of the tzitzis, it would be possible. It would be possible. And similarly, if she would Ma'agi the Dalad Minim. So there's Machloikis, whether Lulav Tzarecheged or Ein Tzarecheged. So let's assume, look at Lulav Tzarecheged. Like Rav Shechter pointed out from Yachronim, is assuming Lulav Tzarecheged. It means you have to tie the Dalad Minim together. Or at least put it in the Kachikols. The Kachikols. You know the Kachikols? Well, one second, the kachikols. So one second. So Rav Shechter points out, post can say that could be considered in the egged, even though you don't have a knot around it.
That's
the handles, the chassid handles, the touchables, right, the touchables. So the woman cannot make the egged. Whatever the egged is, she can't make that. Because, what does it mean making the lulav? Lulav grows on the ground, so how do you make a lulav? See, a Sefer Torah, you write a Sefer Torah, you write the tefillin. But if you hold lulav tzarech egged, so the tying of the dalad minim together, that's the asiyas ha-dalad minim. So Rabbeinu Tam has a shita that if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you can't make the mitzvah. If you're not what? Chayiv in the mitzvah, you can't make the mitzvah. So therefore, make the mitzvah means you can't write it. If you're not chayiv in tefillin, you can't write the tefillin. But you're making the cheftza shel mitzvah. You're making the cheftza shel mitzvah. And no one could use it. It's possible. So the Gemara only said it by stam, by Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. Rabbeinu Tam expands it beyond stam, that it applies even to what? Even to tzitzis. Tzitzis is different. There's no calligraphy, there's no writing by tzitzis, but yet, if she's not chayiv in tzitzis, she can't make the tzitzis. And if she's not chayiv in lulav, she can't make the lulav. What does it mean to make a lulav? Means to tie the dalad minim together. She can't make the egged. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. This is the Heilige Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Oh, so the big kasha that they ask of Rabbeinu Tam is Sukkos Ganvach. But it says Sukkos Noshim is kosher. So that does mean that. So if you want to say, like Rav Shechter mentioned, maybe it means the woman, it was made for the woman. But if you say Sukkos Noshim means, Tosus assuming Sukkos Noshim means they made the women made the sukkah. So then, how is it good, according to Rabbeinu Tam? That's the kasha. And he says, Ve'inira, he says, because first of all, Tzitzis Bovei Kachovim, the Gemara says is no good, because Mashra, only a guy is no good, Mechlal Deisha Kshera, and Ramina Namisukas Gavva Kshera. So, and Tosis doesn't give an answer. Tosis doesn't give an answer. So you hear the kasha? Yeah. Moshe Dechter, what's up there?
All these things that were mentioned were like chesed that like are clearly for a mitzvah though. So like sukkah, it could be that she built it to have shade from the sun, you know, as like the alma. And the Gemara said at the end, like as long as it's made with kalakasa, because she wasn't intending to make it a sukkah, maybe she was intending to make it for you know, to relax it. That might be different. Here, all these things you're saying, mitzvahs, tzitzis, lulav, these things were made for mitzvah purposes. You can't use this tzitzis to clear that she's making it for a mitzvah.
In other words, you're saying like this, Moshe Dechter wants to say that maybe sukkah is different, but tzitzis, what about tzitzis?
This is she's making it so someone can wear tzitzis.
Right, she's making it for the mitzvah, so
Well,
then we have to then we're forced to say that
the
Sukkah's
Nagla must be that the Sukkah that the woman said it, not that she built.
Right.
Right,
in other words, you're saying
that's
that. That's
why Sukkah's
Nagla
is kosher, means that the woman
used
it, not that she built it.
Right, and in the Hanami, she can't build it, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's how you want to answer the question.
Yeah. Going
Yeah, right, and according to that, then Goyim can't build it either. No, why you? The workers put it up, but then they're menaneya. You know, you pick up the, you know. So you're saying in an economy that would have to be, but So that's the question. Is there way out, another way out? Because your way out is very limiting now. Because I would say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a woman built a sukkah, it would be possible.
According to
Behemah also means that you made it for the Behemah, you made it for the woman, you made it for, like Rav Shechter pointed out, you made it for. But then maybe the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is that if a guy puts up a sukkah, it's possible. Maybe it's just not a mitzvah. What does that mean? Close after? Right, but the mitzvah is not writing the film either. It's putting on the film. But you need to create your kapshash on mitzvah so you have to do the mitzvah. Right? Okay, you're saying something. I've been thinking about this for 30 years. I've been thinking about this question. Okay? So that's why But you're taking a chumra. You're taking a blue chumra. Okay. Maybe you're right. I'd love to see if you're right. Or is there any way out, all the way out? So Liber said something. His mom said something. I don't think he realized the magnitude of what he said. He definitely said something. And what he said, I saw for the first time 2 years ago. I have been thinking about it for a long time. So we have to see. We're going to get to it. So keep talking. Today, I want you to feel the problem. Yeah. Only for sukkah? So since some of you said this parents, who else said it? You said it, Moshe Dechter. I'll show you something on page 24 for a second. In the Sefer Kohelet Yaakov. And Rav Shechter likes this Terence. In the Sefer Kohelet Yaakov, who wrote the Kohelet Yaakov? Who? What? The Mishkas Yaakov. Right, Rav Yaakov Mikarlin. No! Not the Stipler. This is way before the Stipler. The Stipler is Kehilas Yaakov. This is Rav Yaakov Mikarlin. He's not. He is the what? The Mishkas Yaakov. Who is a Talmud of who? No. Who's the famous the Rebbe of the what? Rechem Volozhin. Very good. So he's a Talmud of Rechem Volozhin, who's a Talmud of Vilna Gaon. It's a long time ago. I was zochet to see the Stipler. I wasn't zochet to see the Mishkan Yaakov. What can I tell you? So he wants to say that the answer, and Rav Shechter had discussed this, we'll see maybe tomorrow, that that the Yisod Rabbeinu Tam is a mitzvah that has to be l'shma. The mitzvah has to be made l'shma. So then, a woman is not chayiv, cannot create the mitzvah. Like tefillin has to be made l'shma. L'shem mitzvah tefillin. Right? Sefer Torah has to be l'shma. But sukkah doesn't have to be l'shma. Doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Sukkah only has to be l'shem tzel. Even if you made a sukkah for totally secular purpose, right? You made some your next door neighbor. You made yourself. You wanted to have something to be able to sit in the shade during the year, so you didn't make it for the mitzvah. And then all of a sudden, you think about, hey, this could be probably used for a mitzvah, but you didn't make it for the mitzvah, so that's good enough. As long as it's doesn't have to be l'shma, l'shem mitzvah. So Mamela, the whole Rabbeinu Tam says the Mishkanos Yaakov doesn't apply to sukkah, because sukkah doesn't have to be l'shma. Oh, so that's what we have to see. So Hagaon Rav Shimon Nairon says that if you want to say like this, then you'd have to assume the other. So that we have to see if that's the case. But look at the last lines here. That's his teretz. Elamash, last three lines. Mashma, the mitzvahs of the Rebbeinu l'shma, alav b'nei asiyanin, who came with the pturus. Rak besukah, do lo b'inu kavana l'shma, makshirinin af besukas eino yehudi, v'hadafka kosher. Only that sukkah would be kosher because it doesn't need... So according to this teretz, then if a goy makes a sukkah, would be okay, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. And if a goy, you see, in other words, you wouldn't have, if you say like the Kohelet Yaakov, you wouldn't have to say that all those cases, you wouldn't have to say what Chazan has said. You could say that in a Hanami, the woman made it, and the goy made it, and it's still okay. Maybe the behemah not, because the behemah doesn't have any das. At least it has to be l'shem tzel, but it doesn't have to be l'shma l'shem mitzvah. So, but tefillin, say the Torah, tefillin mezuzah has to be l'shma. So if it has to be l'shma, so if you're not mechuyev b'davar, then it's not considered l'shma. And memela, you say like this, that would answer the question. But we still have to answer Shimon Nairon's question. Because according to this, that would imply that lulav tzari eged means that it has to be the shem mitzvah. That if you made the lulav shalol shem mitzvah and you hold lulav tzari eged, it wouldn't be good. So we have to see where that comes from. Okay, so that's what we'll have to. So Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up with that nakuda, and now I'll show you different other different terutz of this discussion. And then we'll eventually get to Nimrod's teretz, which is a teretz that I saw for the first time in many years.